welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Mail Right Real Estate Agent Podcast Show, episode 81. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts every week. Jonathan and I post a fresh new podcast for you. Today's a premiere day for us. It's our first live show with a live audience. We're really excited about it. We had to do that to honor our special guest, Mr. Michael E. Gerber of the E-Myth fame. Michael has been described by Inc. magazine as the number one small business guru in the world. And I have to agree with that. Although I take issue with them calling you a guru because that implies, you know, trendy or flash in a pan. Michael's been doing this for over 40 years, folks, over 29 books and the Dreaming Room and the E-Myth Academy. So what we're going to do is have Michael introduce himself. Then I'll have Jonathan introduce himself. We'll do a Q&A session at the end of this. And in the meantime, I'll ask Michael a few questions about his new book and the new Dreaming Room. So, Michael, you want to say hello to everyone?
Hi, everybody. Delight being here. Yes, Inc. magazine does call me the world's number one small business guru. And unfortunately, I am that. I've been doing this, as Tom has said, for over 40 years. I've just turned mid-year this year in 2016, 80. And I'm on my way to the next decade of guruing small business worldwide. We've worked with over 100,000 small business clients since I founded my company in 1977. And in the founding of that company, we actually created the very first business coaching company on the planet. In short, we created business coaching. And we created the first turnkey business coaching system. So every single one who's in the coaching industry today actually came to what we did to discover this new modality and how to do it. So we did create a new world, which is today an $11 billion industry called the industry of coaching. Today, I'm going to take you beyond coaching to discuss what we're truly moved to do. Because in the years of the work that we have done with, as I say, over 100,000 clients, with millions upon millions of readers of my now 29 books on the business of business, on the business of real estate, on the business of chiropractic, on the business of optometry, on the business of graphic design, on the business of just about anything you can imagine doing business about or in, our work, the E-Myth work, has been applied to everything. So today, for example, there are now 19 what I call vertical E-Myth books. The E-Myth chiropractor, the E-Myth landscape contractor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on and on and on and on. And you probably know a company called Fortune Business, which is the E-Myth real estate investor, an enormously successful company. So I could describe enormously successful companies, most of whom have read my books, have attempted to implement my books, have applied my books, and have also come to us to learn how to apply them more effectively than they could do on their own. So you might say Mr. Small Business, because that's been our focus. The smallest of the small, not the biggest of the big. And in the process of working with the smallest of the small, our entire focus has been to go to work on what you call your business rather than going to work in what you call your business. And as a real estate agent, as an example, it means rather than going to work, doing it, doing it, doing it every single day, all the stuff you do every single day, I'm suggesting there's a completely different way of doing that. which provide you with an opportunity to create something significantly greater than that. But in order for you to do that, you have to completely change your mindset. So today is about mindset. But if I were sitting down with you in 1977, I would be saying exactly the same thing to you. It's about mindset. Understand, it's harder to do this than you might imagine. While every coach on the planet will tell you that, in fact, anybody can do this, and they have this whole accountability coaching, et cetera, and so forth, be a good girl, be a good boy, do your homework, mind your P's and Q's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that's a waste of time. Now, hear me. All of that's a complete waste of time. So effectively, I might say that most coaching is simply fraudulent. Now, hear me when I say that. I mean, it doesn't work. So coach meaning motivator. But the reality is nobody can motivate anybody. Motivation comes from within. It doesn't come from without. The only thing that can come from without is inspiration, not motivation. And inspiration is tricky stuff, because effectively, inspiration is a higher state of mind. And what I'm suggesting is that higher state of mind doesn't come easily. It has to be moved in order for one to truly take it on. So what I'm going to be sharing with you here is why we have taken on, at this prime time in my life, at 80, the most difficult job in the world. And the most difficult job in the world is to change the world. And by changing the world, I don't mean the world out there. I mean the world in here. Not as a personal growth coach would, but as something quite original and extraordinarily unique. Thus, my new book called Beyond the E-Myth, The Evolution of an Enterprise from a Company of One, where you are, to a Company of 1,000, where you never would imagine yourself to be. So in order for something truly difficult to occur, you have to aspire to go higher. That's what all of this is about. You must aspire to go higher. That's not simply a rhetorical rhyme for the sake of teasing you. It's the truth. In order for something different to happen in real estate, the industry, individuals within the industry must aspire to go higher. Higher than what? Higher than the industry. So effectively, what's true too is that industries are never shaken free of their bad habits from within. They're absolutely only shaken free, if they're ever shaken free, from without. I like to say, in order to transform one's life, one must transcend one's life. That's the whole notion underlying go to work on your life as opposed to just in your life. And that's the entire theme of Beyond the E-Myth, The Evolution of an Enterprise from a Company of One, where you all are right now, to a Company of 1,000, or you might say from a life of one to a life of 1,000. So I'm going to speak very, very clearly about that.
Wow, out of the gate already. Well, before we get into the next question, I want to let Jonathan introduce himself real quick.
Oh, hi there, folks. I'm the founder of MailRight, which is a marketing system that helps real estate agents with Facebook, but also much broader, to keep in contact with 150 people that in your community can recognize you visually. And they're your real referral resource. So that's what we do. And also, I am the co-host of the MailRight Real Estate Pod Show with Thomas.
Thank you, Jonathan. And of course, I'm Thomas Nelson. I'm a residential realtor here in beautiful San Diego, where I'm never too busy for your referrals. And a quick shout out to my Buffini and Company coached associates and my Active Rain friends out there that joined us today. Thank you for being here. And to the rest of you for joining us, I know Jonathan and I sent out a lot of social media and invites to our database, so we appreciate you being here. Michael, you alluded to Beyond the E-Myth, and I'll pop it up here again. This book just came out in December of 2016, so it's less than 2 months old. And I've had the opportunity to read through it a couple times. And one of the things I've come across already in discussing this book with other people is the title throws them off. Going from a company of one to a company 1,000, because they're like, well, wait a minute, I'm a realtor. I don't want 1,000 agents, or I run a small business. I don't want to have 1,000 employees. But is it literally 1,000, or are we talking about a mindset, or what's behind that concept?
Well, understand what's behind the concept is growth. So understand, when you speak about somebody reacting to that, and I was told that from the very beginning by advisors and so forth, say, yeah, but Michael, nobody wants to do that.
Right.
And I said, no, it's exactly why it's right there.
Yeah, it kind of freaks
nobody
them out.
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
It terrifies people to even imagine doing that. But what did I say? I have to get out of my mind in order to transform my mind, which means I have to consider that. So think of it as a question. What would it mean for you to go from a company of one to a company of 1,000? Can you even comprehend what it would mean for you to have that much influence? Now, I'd like to give a perfect example of a couple of guys who came to join me in the Dreaming Room 10 years ago. We held our first Dreaming Room in December of 2005. And I'll describe what the Dreaming Room is, but just for the moment. And these folks happen to come from Infusionsoft. Are any of you familiar with Infusionsoft,
yes,
the company? Yeah. And when they joined me in the Dreaming Room, the founders of Infusionsoft and a couple of their key people, they were a very small software company looking for the future and essentially not clear about where they were going. In fact, not even clear whether they wanted to go where they were already going.
Right.
And not clear where they were already going. So I'm sure they came in with a lot of questions. And when we started, they asked him, what's this dreaming thing?
Right.
Because they really were reacting to the whole notion of dreaming, because they thought of it as, you know, touchy-feely, fuzzy, woody, whatever, not systems. These are systems guys. I said, shut up, sit down, and just we'll do it. And we did. When they walked out of the Dreaming Room, they walked out completely different people than the ones who walked in. Now, that's a challenging thing to say, because essentially everybody, oh, come on,
right,
2.5 days.
Right.
Yeah, they walked out as completely different people. They went over the next 10 years from a very tiny software company, uncertain about where it was going, to where it is today, which is a $100 million company with close to 1,000 employees, hundreds of contractors, strictly based upon what happened in the Dreaming Room. And on their walls at Infusionsoft, you'll see written in bold script, we have a dream, we have a vision, we have a purpose, we have a mission. Write that down in your mind. A dream, a vision, a purpose, a mission. A dream, a vision, a purpose, a mission. out of sight. Something completely out of sight, something completely unrelated to what they were doing, but absolutely clearly related to what they were doing. What was the difference? The way they related to it. Mm.
So now I've had the benefit of being in the dreaming room. I got to go in December on your invitation, and I can tell you that Michael is not exaggerating. You go in, and if you've been to enough events and seminars, you go in with an expectation like you do with any other event. You know, I'm going to come in, get pumped up, leave with a few things that I can probably put to work. Well, I'm going to say this as lovingly as I can. I walked in there for a hug and I got a swift kick in the butt because I remember presenting you my dream and you looking at me going, not unique enough, not this enough, not that enough. It wasn't about pumping up my ego and sending me off so I would buy the next thing. It was about keeping me anchored in reality. But and I'm not going to venture into describing the dreaming room too much. I want to leave that to you since you're the creator of it. But you're teasing us a little with this dreaming room. So what can people expect when they go to the dreaming room?
Well, understand, Thomas walks in as a real estate agent.
Right.
But he walks out as something completely different.
Awakened.
Understand, when you go to a real estate training or real estate motivational seminar or real estate whatever, you walk in and you walk out as exactly the same person, hopefully with some tricks you can apply to becoming better at what you do. What we do has nothing to do with becoming better at what you do. What we do has to do with becoming somebody you've never thought you would become and beginning the exercise. So we're going to introduce you to someone you've never met before. I call it awakening the entrepreneur within.
Right.
By awakening the Imagineer, as Walt Disney calls it in Disney Imagineering, by awakening that part of you that truly transcends what you do, you suddenly see possibilities you'd have never imagined before. Now, I'm not saying, though, that the minute you see that, you can be that. But I'm saying the minute you see that, you can no longer be who you are. Now get the difference. The minute you see that, you can no longer be satisfied with the status quo at all. So it's dangerous stuff. Dangerous and exhilarating. Because you suddenly come face to face with a possibility within you, not outside of you, not in Gerber, not in a trainer, not in a personal growth guy, not in a coach, et cetera, and so forth. You come face to face with yourself. And a self you've not come face to face with before. That's what happens in a dreaming room. Now, I say it's dangerous stuff because you suddenly see a possibility you've never seen before, such as from 1 to 1,000, oh my God, I don't want to have 1,000 people. And I would ask the question, why not? Why not? Well, I don't know why not. Why not? Well, and then you suddenly look at somebody and they can't answer. Why? Well, I couldn't do that. Well, how would I even begin to do that? Well, why would even 1,000 people want to do that? And suddenly you're in the ball game. And the ball game says that our lives are significantly other than we've been trained to think them to be. And I'm saying status quo is the killer of imagination. Status quo will kill us deader than a skunk. Status quo is the enemy of true realization. And that's what moves me at 80 years of age. to transform the state of small business worldwide, which is essentially the dream that I formed in 1977 when I started this career. Now, you got to understand, I started this life at 41 years of age. Ray Kroc founded McDonald's at 52 years of age. What's your problem?
Awesome.
Welcome to the dreaming room. That's what we do. So let me speak about Beyond the E-Myth, the evolution of an enterprise. Essentially, what I've defined is a process. And it's really only an 8-step process. Now understand, I'm saying to go from a company of one to a company of 1,000 or beyond or less than is truly only an 8-step process. It's a true business development process on its way to becoming an enterprise. And so I'm accepting the fact that each and every one of you are, as I've referred to it, a company of one. Raise your hand if you're a company of one. And what does that mean, a company of one? It means your company depends upon you. The company is dependent upon the one who does it. And that could be an agent or a broker. You understand, a company, a brokerage firm, could be just as dependent upon the broker who, in quotes, owns it, as a agent's company called, I'm a real estate agent, I'm a real estate professional, whatever you call yourself to be, the one who conducts the transactions could be. It depends upon me. If you stop doing it, it dies. How many of you know that to be true?
Yeah.
If you don't get up today, it doesn't get up today. If you don't get up tomorrow, you're really in trouble. And so why is it that most real estate, in quotes, professionals aren't? In short, they don't get up today. Most of them fail. Most of the folks in your industry fail. But understand, they don't fail simply because they don't get up today. They don't fail because they're not inspired to go beyond where they are. My job is to inspire you to go beyond where you are. The good news is, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. It doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. It doesn't matter what you want to have or don't want to have. It doesn't matter what aggravates you or what stimulates you. None of that matters whatsoever. The only thing that matters is that you're open. And by open, I mean open to hear, open to feel something you haven't heard before and something you haven't felt before. That's what happens in the dreaming room. So when I said to Thomas, Thomas walked in as one guy and he walked out as another guy. Obviously, then the question happens, not what happened in the dreaming room, it's what happens after the dreaming room. Because suddenly Thomas is a guy who's living in potential, but hasn't yet clarified what that potential is. But I can absolutely guarantee you the potential isn't in doing what Thomas did before he walked in. It's in the discovery on the way as he walked out. And that's why we're here. So it's almost as though you're a young person starting your life at 12, at 13, at 14, and you're asking the question, what's next? Do you understand what a terrible question that is in one respect? Because what's next for most people is where they are. In short, it's not going to change. In short, there isn't going to be this stunning awakening. In short, it's going to be more of the same. Unfortunately, for most people, what's next is more of the same, even if it's different. In the dreaming room, we don't approach it like that. We approach it by saying that every single human being on the face of this earth has a legacy. Every one of you here with me right now has a legacy. And what's your legacy? Take stock. You can absolutely see what it is. It's sitting there right in front of you. What you will leave behind as a legacy is what you've aspired to not acquire, but discover here, right now. In the dreaming room, we begin a process to awaken the imagineer, the entrepreneur within, by discovering the very four critical components that are essential to become the foundation for what's next. The foundation for what's next, the platform for what's next. I have a dream, I have a vision, I have a purpose, I have a mission. I absolutely intend to transform the state of small business worldwide. That's outrageous. Do you understand how outrageous that is? As opposed to, I intend to sell 100 homes this year. I intend to transform the state of small business worldwide. What a stupid thing to say. To set the mark that high, how in the world could I do that? Well, the only way I could do that is to dig down deep into the world of small business to truly understand what inhibits it from transformation, and then discovering the solution. That's what I've been doing for 40 years. That's what we have done. That's why our work is taught in 118 universities. That's why 100,000 clients have joined us in the process. That's why our work is delivered in 29 languages throughout the world in 145 countries. Because what we've discovered actually does do what we set out to do, to literally transform the state of small business worldwide. How? That's a critical question. And that leads to the vision. So if my dream is to transform the state of small business worldwide, if that's what compels me to get up every day, that's what compels me to look at and ask the question, what's missing in this picture? That's what compels me to engage with Thomas, who's a real estate agent and very good at what he does, to do something not other than that, but to find someone other than that within himself that suddenly inspires him to see things he's never seen before, to dare to see things he's never seen before. I have a vision. My vision is to invent the McDonald's of small business consulting. Now hear me, I said that in 1977 when we launched the entire industry called business coaching. To invent the McDonald's of small business consulting. What an outrageous idea. What do you mean, the McDonald's of small business consulting? I mean turnkey. We can replicate it not in the hands of professionals, but in the hands of novices, just like the kid who makes the hamburgers and the fries and the milkshakes at McDonald's. I'm saying we could, in fact, transform the state of small business worldwide by inventing the McDonald's of small business consulting. That's what we have done. That's what's led to the extraordinary transformation of consulting into coaching. I had a purpose. And our purpose was that every independently owned small company could become as successful as a McDonald's franchisee. Now hear me when I say that, I might have already left you behind. You understand? Because I'm talking about things that are just, you just can't grok, as they used to say. You just can't handle it. And you just can't handle it because it's so incongruent with where you are. So just pretend that it's not incongruent with where you are. It's absolutely congruent where every human being on the planet is. The inspiration doesn't come from in, it comes from without. And as it comes from without, it grows within and inspires motivation, passion, pursuit of the impossible, to develop the wherewithal to go beyond where you are, because where you are isn't the product of a dream. Where you are is the product of want. I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. But understand, the person who gets more will always want more because it's never satisfying, ever.
I'd like to, you're the role, Michael. It's amazing. But I'd like to go for a break, folks, and then come back and listen some more to this amazing interview. We'll be back in a second, folks.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
We're coming back. We've got Michael with us from the EMIF. It's been an amazing interview. I've been quite mesmerized myself. Thomas, would you, I kind of interrupted Michael, but it was really quite powerful stuff. Have you got another question for me?
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually, something you brought up, which reminds me of what you wrote in the book. You talk about old co and new co.
Yep.
Old company and new company. And what you just got finished talking about is that concept of leaving old co behind to create new co, and new co has nothing to do with old co. So how do you begin that process, knowing that old co has to exist until new co can take care of you or take you where you want to go?
In short, you're developing two minds.
Right.
You're focusing your attention on old co, which is how you make a living. It's what you do every day. But effectively, you're not putting a lot of energy into old co. You're simply establishing a principled way of doing it, but without a lot of energy. And by that, I mean without truly investing yourself in old co, you're investing yourself in new co, and new co is the rest of your life. And I'm suggesting then that you're going to begin a new process, and that new process is an 8-step process, the first of which is my dream, the second of which is my vision, the third of which is my purpose, and the fourth of which is my mission. Once I have a dream, a vision, a purpose, and a mission, once I've clarified the foundation for what I'm here to pursue, and it may be more of the same, but in a way never done before, or it may be something completely foreign to what I'm accustomed to doing. The joy of it is I don't start out knowing what that is. I start out in the dreaming room with a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind, a clean slate. All creativity begins with a clean slate, otherwise it's not creativity. All creativity, all inspiration starts with a clean slate. Otherwise, it's not creativity and it's not inspiration. And it's a very difficult thing to do, but that's what we insist upon doing. We start out in the dreaming room with a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind to begin to pursue the question, I have a dream. What is it? I have a vision. What is it? I have a purpose. What is it? I have a mission. What is it? Well, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about all of that. Just understand that it's real. It's as real as Disney. It's as real as Apple. It's as real as every company we have ever worked with. It's as real as reality can be. It only feels unreal here because there's no nuts and bolts attached to it. You understand? It's going to come from you. It's not going to come from me. And I'm suggesting that the one who lives within me, who lived within Steve Jobs, who lived within Walt Disney, who lives within every creator on the planet, also lives in every single human being who has never truly connected with that part of himself or herself, just never. What they consider innovation is really simply getting better at what I do, getting better at what I do, getting better at what I do. But most people don't get that much better at what they do because there's no juice in it. It's been said that 70% of people who have a job hate it. It's been said that the vast majority of people who enter the real estate business leave it. So it's a failing model. And if it's a failing model, and it is a failing model, just look at it. The statistics will tell you that. Why is it you're still in it? Well, I've made a living doing it. Yeah, but is that why we're here, in quotes, to make a living? Doing what I don't enjoy anymore to make a living? I don't think so. I think there's got to be something to bridge the gap between where I am and the unknown. And understand the reason I say the dreaming room is dangerous stuff, because that's exactly what it's about. It's the bridge between where I am, the status quo, and the unknown. And we pursue the unknown like crazy. And most people don't want to.
It's the experience that I had in the dreaming room was, to use a Star Wars analogy, it's like when Luke Skywalker goes to meet Yoda and he faces his darkest fears. Because you go up there and you think, I've got a plan. And, you know, what's the quote? Is it Tyson that said, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the nose? And, you know, Michael lovingly punched me in the nose on that stage because I had this wonderful dream. But what I thought was well thought out wasn't. And that's, I think, one of the advantages of the dreaming room is it peels back the layers and really gets down to what about this is going to be so unique that people are going to get behind it and that it's going to be something different that the world hasn't seen before or experienced before. So that was the value I got. And the dangerous part is, you know, for me, it was dangerous because you go in with these expectations and it just gets all turned upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland in there. But you come out, if you truly take it in the spirit of it, with an awakening and that you cannot ignore. It's like, oh my God, now I'm seeing the world differently and I can't ignore it. If I truly want this, it's out there. It's not back there.
Yeah, I think we're going to the end of the podcast because I'd love enough time for our people that have been gracious to join us.
Yes.
To be able to ask Michael their own questions. And It's a difficult one, folks, because for sound quality reasons, it's very difficult to allow people just to join the podcast because it can really affect the sound quality. So we're going to come to the end of the podcast. But if you want to hear the question and answer session, it will be on the Mel Wright YouTube channel. And also with extensive notes and other materials, it will be on the Mel Wright website. So you will be able to watch the continuance of this conversation. So, Michael, for the podcast part of the show, just to end it, how can people contact you and learn more about what you've been saying?
Thomas. Yep. Well, first of all, we want to remind people that the new Dreaming Room is going to be here in San Diego at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, downtown San Diego, the weekend of March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The ticket price is $5,000 to come. Trust me, folks, it's worth it. And if you want more information about that, you can go on Michael Gerber's website, or better yet, contact me, and I will put you in touch with a direct link to get you the registration for the new Dreaming Room on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th here in San Diego at the Manchester Grand Hyatt. So please just contact me through my website at thomasjnelsonrealtor.com or through Facebook, which, by the way, you can watch this entire broadcast again on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live now, and it'll be replaying on my site, Thomas J. Nelson Realtor, on Facebook. So let's go to some questions, Jonathan.
Yeah, so we're going to come to the end of the podcast, folks. And like I say, you'll be able to continue to hear the question and answer session, like I say, on YouTube, hopefully on Facebook, Thomas. We had some slight technical issues there. But it will be available. So we're coming to the end of the show. And please join us next week, where we're going to have somebody, a leading provider of knowledge that will help you be a more effective real estate agent next week. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.